This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Leaders from around the world continue reacting to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden just finished making a speech in front of reporters talking about the situation. He mentioned meeting with G7 counterparts to discuss President Putin's unjustified attack on Ukraine. He said they agreed to move forward on devastating packages of sanctions and other economic measures to hold Russia to account. He said they stand with the people of the Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Russian President Vladimir Putin was a dictator who now faced massive Western sanctions for invading Ukraine, adding Russia has gone too far. French President Emmanuel Macron warned Russia of an uncompromising response to its attack on Ukraine, which he described as a turning point in European history. Excuse me. French President Emmanuel Macron. Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison called Russia's invasion of Ukraine brutal and unprovoked while announcing sanctions on Russian army commanders and defense officials, as well as businesses that had been involved in the development and sale of military technology and weapons. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his nation did not choose war and is offering to go back onto the path to peace. For more, this is VOA News. NATO is activating its defense plan for allied countries as Russia attacks non-NATO member Ukraine, Alliance Chief Jens Stoltenberg told a media conference Thursday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on NATO's condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
At an emergency meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for a summit, saying Russia's launched a brutal act of war on Ukraine and shattered peace on the European continent, accusing Vladimir Putin of trying to rewrite history. The Transatlantic Alliance has agreed to further beef up its land, sea, and air forces on the eastern flank near Ukraine and Russia. The emergency meeting was requested by countries closest to the conflict, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, which has declared a state of emergency. With parliamentary approval, Lithuania plans to use reserve funds for tighter border protections and authorizes guards to stop and search people and vehicles near the border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia launched the attack on neighboring Ukraine Thursday early morning. Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. Within hours of the missile attacks, Russian tanks rolled across Ukraine's border, while Ukrainian officials said amphibious Russian forces landed near Odessa on the Black Sea. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the operation in a nationally televised address Thursday, claiming he was acting in response to threats from Ukraine and warning other countries not to intervene. Reporting from the eastern city of Slovyansk, VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch said families had been crowding onto long lines at automatic cash dispensing machines, supermarkets, and fuel stations in case of renewed bombing. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Russian President Vladimir Putin was a dictator who now faced massive Western sanctions for invading Ukraine, adding Russia has gone too far.
President Putin of Russia has unleashed war in our European continent. He's attacked a friendly country without any provocation and without any credible excuse.
The Union of European Football Association, UEFA, will no longer host the Champions League final in St. Petersburg after Russia launched the attack on Ukraine, the Associated Press has learned. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.